Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. In all the years that I've helped creative entrepreneurs and heart-centered business people magnetize and monetize their gifts, one issue rears its ugly head time and time again, and that is charging what you're worth, knowing your value, and feeling worthy to receive a fair and decent compensation. Here's a podcast I recorded a few years ago for musicians, but the principle can be applied to any field. So I hope you enjoy this and use it to generate the revenue you so richly deserve. So how do you get paid what you're worth as a musician? So this is going to be a great lesson if you really want to generate the kind of revenue from your music that you know you deserve. I'm going to get right to the point. Here's the whole nugget of this particular topic. Ready? Here it is. You can always come down in price, but you can never go up. There's a lot of power in those 12 simple words. I'm just going to say it again. You can always come down in price. You can never go up in price once you've stated what your price is. So to help illustrate this, imagine the following dialogue. Someone gets you on the phone and they say, "Hi, I'd like to hire your band for a business meeting. How much do you charge?" You say, "Well, we could probably do it for $500. "Great," the person says. "Let's book it." And you come back with, "Oh, wait, on second thought, it'll actually cost you $900. Is that okay?" The person on the other end either says, "What?" or they just hang up on you. Needless to say, this is not a good pricing strategy. However, imagine this particular dialogue exchange instead. "Hi, I'd like to hire your band for a business meeting. How much do you charge?" "Thanks for asking," you say. "First, I need to know where and when it is, how long the event is, etc. And as an FYI, never give a price until you know the details of when something is, where something is. You've got to know what's involved in it, travel time, etc. So they say something like, "Well, sure, it'll be May 17th from noon to 2 p.m. And it's right here in town on the south side of the city. It's a spring party for our sales managers." You say, "Sounds great. And we are available that day. Our rate for corporate shows like this is $1,000. And then, this is really, really important, you state a modestly high rate, and then you be quiet and wait for a response. If you need to, actually place your hand over your mouth if you need to. So again, you just said, "Our rate for corporate shows like this is $1,000. "Oh," the person on the other end says, "I was given a budget of no more than $700 for entertainment." You say, "Well, since it is in town, I'll extend a $300 discount. We can do it for $700. "Sold." See how this works? You can always come down in price, but you can never go up. So here's what I recommend you do. Put a reasonably high value on the musical products and services you offer. You can always negotiate or lower your normal fee when it feels right. But if you don't start from a position of value, you shortchange yourself and your income. This pricing strategy should also extend to your albums and merchandise sales. If you think keeping your prices low will endear you to fans and increase sales to the masses, more often than not, you will be disappointed. When you start with prices that are cut to the bone, you leave yourself no room to offer discounts or to do special promotions. There is a better way. Let's say that you would be happy to sell your full-length albums for $10 each. Instead of promoting that price to start with, and right here I'm pretty much talking about physical CDs at live shows. I know they're not as commonly sold as they used to be, but people who see an artist that they really like live do enjoy supporting the artist and taking home a souvenir of that experience. So just go with me on this one. So instead of placing a $10 value per CD, if that's what you really want to get for them, put a price of $15 on them. And that gives you room to create incentives. Perhaps you could promote buy one album for $15, two for $25, or three for just $30. That type of offer makes the $30 price seem awful tempting. And by doing this, you would increase the amount of the average sale, and you still get the $10 per album that you want. So remember, you can always come down in price. You can never go up. So here's some homework for you. Next time somebody asks you how much you charge to perform live, or next time you have a gig and you sell your albums or your merch, or you do a special offer to your email list, try this strategy. Experiment. Just play with it and see what happens. People will let you know what works by their behavior. If they end up responding better to those special discounted deals, then you get an idea that maybe it's working. Try it. As always, I love to know your thoughts, so if there's a way to leave a comment here, wherever you're consuming this, please do so. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I appreciate you listening. I know you have a lot of options on where to put your time and your attention, and the fact that you have chosen to give this a listen means the world to me. I hope you get a lot of value out of the things that I create. Until next time, this is Bob Baker saying so long for now. Breathe.